Today's daf is Vachim Daf Hey, and we are at the first wide line on the bottom of Daf Dalid Amid Beis. So we're moving along the first sugya. It's a long sugya in Mesechtes Vachim, and that is the idea that a Kohen that was doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, one of the Dalid Avodah Sadam, Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilach, and Zrika, had to make sure that the Avodahs were not done Shaloi Lishma. If the Avodah was done Shaloi Lishma, it can cause issues. What's the Halacha? So there were four Shitas in the Mishnah. The Iker Shita, that's the Tanakhama, the Mishnah holds, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbechu Shaloi Lishma, Ksherim. Just because the Kohen had a machshava shaloi lishma doesn't mean that the carbon itself is pasul. The carbon is kosher. What does that mean? Rashi says three things. You can complete the avodah. You can do the zrika. You can do the aktaras emurim. You can even eat the basar. Ela shaloi alu lebaylam shem chayva. But at the same time, assuming the Kohen is bringing a carbon for someone that has a chiyuv to bring a carbon, that bala carbon can't satisfy his obligation with this carbon, he's going to have to bring another carbon. The two exceptions to the rule was Pesach and Chatas. The carbon Pesach and the carbon Chatas, if those carbonas were brought shaloi l'shma, if there was a kavana shaloi l'shma during one of the Dalid Avodas Adam, then the carbon is going to be pasul. So not only won't it be alu l'bayilum l'shem chayva, but it's worse than that. It's pasul. You can't complete the zrika. You can't do aktara semurim. You would not be able to eat the basar. What's the definition of a machshava shaloi l'shma? So as it relates to the Mishnah Daf Beis, it means one of two things. It means either shinui kodesh, or it means shinui bayilum. Shinui kodesh, a kohen that was bringing a carbon oila, had a machshava, not that he's bringing a carbon oila, but rather that he was bringing a carbon shlava. So he had in mind the wrong kodesh, the wrong kedusha. He messed up in the l'shem zevach of the Mishnah on Daf involved on the days. That would be a machshava shloi l'shma of shinu kodesh. What's shinu bayilum? A kohen is bringing a carbon for Reuven, and he has in mind that he's bringing it l'shimon. Gemara and Daf Dalet, we had an entire blat Gemara that discussed what's the makar. How is it that we know that a carbon had to be brought l'shma? How do we know this halach of shinu kodesh, and how do we know the halach of shinu bayilum? And the Gemara brought psukim, and we had klal pratu klals, and we had him in the inyans, Tineo Inyans, and we had Pirchas, and a whole Geshmak of Lat Gemara that discussed what the Makar to the Halach of Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam is. And what emerged is the Makairos are, from Sukkim in the Torah, obviously, that discuss one carbon. Which carbon? The carbon shlomim. So we pick up on that note. Fake the Gemara, Ashkechon shlomim, Sharkel, Kachem, Inolam, Luchura, all the Makairos that the Gemara brought in the Avdalit, to the idea of Lishma, both Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam were from the carbon shlomim. So Luchura, all we have a Makar is that a carbon shlomim has to be brought Lishma. How do you know other Kachem? Chitem, you're going to take me Nelef Mishlomim, why not learn it from carbon shlomim? Meaning, just like a carbon shlomim is a carbon, and you see there's a halacha that if the Kohen would have a machshava shalei l'shma, it would create issues, both shinu kodesh and shinu bailim. So with a manotzinu, one of the yud gimel midrash atarin addresses behem say that all other kachim will be the same thing. But the Gemara says you can't, because ma'le shlomim shekein te'unim smicha v'nesachin v'tenufas chaza v'shaik. Every single carbon shlomim that was brought required three mitzvahs. Number one, smicha. The owner, the bal ha'carbon, had to be v'samach yaday on the behema. Nesachin. It also required a mitzvah of nisuch. There was wine, nisuch hayayin, that came along with the carbon shlomim. And finally, there was a mitzvah of tenufa. They took the chaza and the shaik of the carbon, and they had to do a mitzvah of tenufa. There's no other carbon that has a din smicha, nesachin, tenufas, chaza, v'shaik. Rashi says some carbonas have smicha, some carbonas have nesachin, but to have smicha, nesachin, and tenufa, there's no carbon. The only carbon that has that is shlomim. Zoysoy merish shlomim has a chumra over other carbonas. So you can argue maybe dafke shlomim that you find has this chumra, that it has these three mitzvahs, maybe there is a din l'shma. But how do you know by other carbonas there's going to be a din l'shma as well? Elo amakra says the pasuk. Zoysa toira, la'oila, v'lamincha, v'lachatos, v'la'oshon, v'lamiluim, u'lezevach ha'shlomim. It's a pasuk in Parshas Sav. You know what this pasuk did? The pasuk took all the carbonos and wrapped them all in one. We put them in one pasuk. Kikichan akos of l'shlom. Ma shlom ben shinu kodesh ben shinu bailim be'inan l'shma. Av kol ben shinu kodesh ben shinu bailim be'inan l'shma. See, now you know other karbonos have a din of shaloi l'shma, both b'shinu kodesh and b'shinu bailim. It's learned out from shlomim. How could you learn a carbon from shlomim? I mean, the theme of Daf Dalet is that each carbon has its unique characteristics. So l'chur would be impossible to learn something from shlomim. As it relates to shlomim, you have smicha, you have Nesachim, you have Tenufa. There's no way you can learn another carbon from Shlomim. That's true if you're learning it from Mamatzino. That's true if you're learning it through a Tzad Hashava. But we have a hekesh, and the rule is ein meshivin al a hekesh. You can't ask kashas on a hekesh. What's the hekesh? This pasuk zayis atayir lo elav lemincha v'chatzis alashav v'lamilum lezevach hashlomim hikishan hakasov leshlomim. Bottom line is just like shlomim, there's a din that shloim l'shma pasul. So to all other karbanis, doesn't matter if it's an oil or a mincha or a chatas or an ashan, the halacha is that shloim l'shma is going to be an issue. Freik the gemara. So we have a makar now to the halacha of shloim l'shma. Ema hechad shachadu shloim l'shma lifsalu. So why is it then that l'shma is not ma'ak in the Mishnah? According to the Iker sheet of the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, only by a carbon pesach and a carbon chatas is lishma ma'akid. Do we say that if the kohen had a machshav shloi lishma that the carbon is going to be possible? But as it relates to all the other carbonos, kol hazvachim ksheirim elo shloi alu l'bayim l'shem chayva. So afraid the Gemara, how do we know that spout? Manav shach, if there's a din lishma, shouldn't lishma be ma'akiv in the carbon? Amakra says the Gemara, it's learned out from another pasuk. It says, Moitzis fasecha tishmar, v'asiso kasha nadarta l'ashem eloikecha, nidava asher dibarta beficha. Freak the Gemara. The pasuk begins discussing a neder. Moitzis fasecha tishmar, v'asiso kasha nadarta. And then the pasuk says, nidava, hay nidava nederu. Which one is it? Is it a neder or is it a nedav? Says the Gemara, Ela im kemash a nedar tosis yei neder. If the kohen did what he was supposed to do with this carbon, it's going to be a neder. V'im lav. But if he didn't do what he was supposed to do, yei nedav. It's not going to be a neder, meaning it's not going to fulfill the neder that the Bala carbon made. It's going to be loy olu l'baylam l'shem chayva. But at the same time, it's going to be a nedav. What does it mean it's going to be a nedav? It's kosher. Nedav is kosher. So from the pasuk, Moitzis Vasecha Tishma Basisa Kashen Nedarto Nedav, we learn that even though the Kayim messes up, and Chazal somehow knew that this pasuk is referring to what kind of mess up, a machshava shaloi l'shma, with regards to all zvachim, with the exception of Chatas and Pesach, Taloch, is it still going to have a Toiras Nedav? In other words, it's still going to be kosher. If the Joshua sounds familiar, it's because the Gemara brought it right in the beginning of the Masechta. The Gemara brought it on the bottom of the Beis Amad Aleph, onto the Beis Amad Beis, but the bottom line is that you can't tell me that Shaloi Lishma is going to passel the carbon, because for that I have a drosha of Moitzis Vasecha Tishma Vasisa Kashen Odarta. So the bottom line is how do I know the halach of Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishma Nksherim El Shaloi Olu Lubaylon Lashem Chayva? It's really made up of three things. It's made up of a makar in the parsha of Shlomim that tells me there's a halacha that a machshava shaloi lishma is a problem. In other words, that there's a din lishma, shinu kaida, shinu baila. I then have a hekish that says that if it's true by shlomim, it's going to be true by shar karbonis. Zayis atayir lo'ilu v'namincha v'lechatas v'la'asham v'lemilu v'lezevach ha'shlomim. Hikisha nakas of all karbonis ahukish to a carbon shlomim. Okay. Maybe that it should be possible. I have another possible. Moitzis v'sechot tishma v'tisa kasha nadarto. Nedava, that even if you didn't do kasha nadarto, but it's still going to be a nedava. It's still going to be a kasha karbon. Says the Gemara, v'itzruch v'sechot tishma v'itzruch zayis atayir. I need the possible of moitzis v'sechot. I need the possible of zayis atayir. Why? Because of Rechmano Moitzah had we only had the possible. I wouldn't know what it's referring to. Meaning, the pasuk Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar without the hekish of Zoyis Atayr La'ilu Mincha L'chatas La'ashem doesn't help me. Why doesn't it help me? Because how would I know that there's a din l'shma b'shar karbonis? All Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar says is that if you didn't do what you're supposed to do, it's still going to be a nedava. But how do I know what you're supposed to do? How do I know there's a din l'shma by karbonis other than shlomim? So it's poshit. Why, even though we have the drush of Moitzis Vasecha Tishma, says the Gemara, I still need the hekish of Vezayis HaTorah. Because Rachman of Vezayis HaTorah, and had the Torah just said Vezayis HaTorah, Habamiru Lifsul. I certainly wouldn't know everything. I would still need Moitzis Vasecha Tishma, like the Gemara asked in the Kasha. If there's a Din Lishma, maybe the Din Lishma should be Ma'akiv. Because Rachman of Moitzis Vasecha. Either way, again, it's based on Mekoiros in the parish of Shlomim, and two drushes. Zoyis HaTorah tells me Lav Dafke Shlomim, and Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar says that even though there's a din lishma, and lishma is going to create a scenario of loy alu l'baylum l'shem chayva, but at the same time, the carbon is going to be kasha. Zok digimara. Rami Reish Lakish amma oyi bei medrash. Reish Lakish was lying on his stomach in Beis Medrash. Umakshi. And he asked the following question. He was learning the first Mishnah, Masechta Zvachim. The Mishnah says, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishman ksherim, ela shaloi alu l'baylum l'shem chayva. And he said, manavshach, im ksherim heim, if the carbon is kasha, despite the fact that it was brought with a machshava shaloi lishma of shinui Kodesh or Shinu Bailin, Yeratsu. Then why is it Layalu Lubailin Lashem Chayva? Then in Miratsin, and if it's Layalu Lubailin Lashem Chayva, Lama Bayin. Then why is the carbon brought? In other words, Reish Lakish couldn't understand this idea. What does it mean? Kol Azvachim Shinizbuch Shalay Lashmank Sherim, Elish Layalu Lubailin Lashem Chayva. At Gefrek Manavshach. If it's kosher, it should be olu l'bayil m'shem chayva. And if you know that it's lay olu l'bayil m'shem chayva, then it should be pasuk. Now, what's the answer? We all know the answer. The answer is, it's a pasuk. Moitzis v'secha tishmar, v'asisak Hashem no darto nedava. That's this jerusha that the Gemara brought already twice. We had enough dalit. We had enough base. So the who we know the answer. Rashi says, Enochinami. Rashi says, according to what we know, thus is Nishkain Kasha. Obavakati like Kamale time of the Masnis and the Alfinim in Moitzis v'secha. So Reish Lakish, you have to take three steps backwards, doesn't know what we know. And Reish Lakish doesn't realize that it's really going to be based on a pasuk, what a hekesh, it's all going to be worked out very, very nicely. But right now, in real time, so to speak, Reish Lakish is working this through, he doesn't know the hekesh, and he starts learning the Mishnah without this drasha of Moitzis v'secha Tishmar, and it bothers him. Manavshach, im ksherim heim yeiratzu v'mein meratzu. Lamaban amalei Rabbi Lazar was there, and he told him, I don't know what bothers you so much. You can't hear a chilek. You never heard of such a concept of a carbon that's kosher? What does kosher mean? You could do the zrika, you could do the haktara, you could eat the basar. But at the same time, it's not fulfilling any grosser tachlis. It's like, alu l'baylu l'shem chayva. This precedence for that. The halach is that if someone's mafresh a carbon, as we'll see in a moment, and then he dies, sometimes the yarshim have a chiyuv to take that carbon and bring it on behalf of the mitz. Now, the presumption is, we're going to see this in tomorrow's daf in very great detail, but for now, the thought is, who is the Baal HaKarbon when the Yarsh should bring the carbon on behalf of the mitz that was mafresh the carbon? It's the mitz. Now, once a person dies, l'chura, there's no makayim for that person to have ritzui al yedei carbon that's brought after he already died. And stole the carbon's kasha, stole its board. So the chur, from the fact that a carbon's brought to Acha Misa, you see this chiluk, you see this idea. It's okay to have a carbon that's going to be kosher, that can go on the Mizbeach, but at the same time, it's not going to be Miratza. So Rabbi Lazar told Reish Lakish, why does Shaloi Lishma bother you? You can't wrap your head around this spout that it's kosher, but it's not Miratza. It's kosher, it should be Miratza. And if it's not Miratza, it should be Pasul. Matsinu, lebevoy lacham miso, sheng shei ve Miratza. I'm going to learn to the Mishnah. Isha, yoyledes. She had a baby, and she now has a chiyuv to bring karbanos, a chatos and an oil. So it says the Mishnah, if she brought her chatos, but didn't have an opportunity yet to bring an oil, so she was mafresh the oil, but she died before she had an opportunity to bring the oil. Yaviyu yarshim oil also. So the halach is that her yarshim should bring her oil on her behalf. Oil also makes a vote if she was mafresh the oil, and then she and brought the oil. And then she died before she had an opportunity to bring the chatos. Lo yaviu yarshin chatos. The halach is the yarshin don't bring the chatos. So if Yeledes brought the chatos and not the oila, the yarshin bring the oila on her behalf. If the Yeledes brought the oila and not the chatos, the yarshin do not bring the chatos on their behalf. What's the reason for it? So it's based on a well-known halacha. We had it in Hyrius in depth very recently. And that is that a chatos shemesu balel is lamisa azla, it's halacha lamayisha misinai. So you can't bring a carbon chatas after the bailim of the carbon chatas dies. But that's only true for a carbon chatas, and as we'll see, a carbon ashram as well. But shar carbonis, such as what this mishnah is discussing, and that's a carbon oil, halacha, if someone's mafresh a carbon and dies, the yarshim, go ahead and bring the carbon. And again, when the yarshim bring the carbon, there's no ritzui. Why is there no ritzui? Because the bala carbon died. And look, we can't have ritzui after you died already. And still you see it's kosher. So that was Rabbi Lazar's time. Amalei. So Reish Lakish told Rabbi Lazar, I hear, Maidina l'chaba oila da'asi l'acha misa. I have no problem with oila. You're 100% right. When the Mishnah says, kol azvachem shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherim, el shaloi olu bayin l'shem chayva, and I'm in base medrash, muching, not understanding how it's possible that it should be kosher ve'in a meratza manavshach. Either it should be olu l'bayim l'shem chayva, or it should be pasul. I was never bothered with oila, because I knew that an oila is bala achamisa. In fact, any carbon that's bala achamisa, I have no issues with. Because there's precedence. You're right. You're 100% right, Rabbi Lazar. You see, there's an idea that it could be kosher for like olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. You know what bothers me? Asha. Because there's two karbanos where you find it's not bala achamisa. Chatas, like this Mishnah said, a chatas shemesu balel is l'misa. Also, you have to kill the animal. You can't be makriv the animal, and an asham, because the rule is kol shebechatas mesa ba'asham yera. Again, these are concepts that we're going to be more familiar with, but for now we have to do what we do, and that is any time the halacha is that a chatas had to be killed for whatever reason, it's now possible you can't put it on the mizbeach. The halacha was that an asham wasn't killed, but at the same time an asham would be given over to a shepherd. It would graze in the field. They would wait for it to get a mum. When it got a mum, they would sell it They would take the money, they would buy a carbon oila, and they would use the oila l'kitz ha-mizbeach. If there was ever a time where there were no karbanas being brought, there was a heder to always have karbanas being brought on the mizbeach, so they would just buy oilas, these were oilas nadava, and they would bring the carbon oila on the mizbeach. But the bottom line is that just like a chatos is not bala hamisa, an asham is not either bala hamisa. And an asham is included in the kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shalayla shman ksherim elo shalayol. So by asham, being that it's not bala hamisa over there, over shlokish, I don't have any precedence to this idea that it should be kosher v'lo yalu l'bayin l'mashem chayva. Because it's not ever bala achamisa. Because it's treated like a chatos. And just like a chatos is not bala achamisa, the asham is not either bala achamisa. In other words, Rosh Lakish told Rabbi Lazar, my whole temia, what I don't understand, is all with regards to the carbon asham. Amalei, so Rabbi Lazar told Rosh Lakish, if all you're bothered with is a carbon asham, I don't think you should have to chakash on the Mishnah. Amalei, harei machluk techabet zidai. Rabbi Eliezer, because didn't Rabbi Eliezer say in the Mishnah Afa Hashem? Rabbi Eliezer said, "Kol azvachim shenizbuchu shaloy l'shman ksher." Elushli olu bayin l'shem chayim v'chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. Rabbi Eliezer, Afa Hashem. Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's very gishmak. Because it's true, the only carbon you find that's kosher v'layolu are carbonates that are balach ha-misa. There's two carbonates that are not balach ha-misa. Chatas and Hashem. And chatas and Hashem shaloy l'shma is in fact possible. So, Rabbi Eliezer told Reish Lakish, I hear you, Kasha, but it's very good. Isn't that Shitas Rebbe Eliezer? So Reish Lakish told him back, Zeu Sha'im in all of Adam Gadolu. This is what an Adam Gadol. I've heard such great things about you, Rebbe Eliezer. This is the way you taina in Beis Medrash. Kamino, I know Mishnah Shleima. V'at Amrili Rebbe Eliezer. I'm asking you a Kasha on the Tanakam. I'm asking you a Kasha on the Stam Mishnah, on the Ikar Sheet in the Mishnah, on the Mishnah Shleima that says that an Asham is Kasha V'loi Olu L'Bayim L'Shem Chayva. And you're coming to me and you're giving me an answer, what? What's your answer? Oh yeah, it's Rabbi, you're Mechavet Rabbi Eliezer. I hear that. That's very nice. It's Mechavet Rabbi Eliezer. I'm not trying to be Mechavet Rabbi Eliezer. I'm trying to understand the sheet of the Tanakam. El Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Rabbi Lazar, I'm going to say my own teretz. Eftecha no pischol in afshoi, moitzis vasecha v'goymer, hain nedova nederhu v'chulu, kedilil. In other words, Reish Lakish said what we already knew, that the reason the carbon that's brought Shalai Lashma. Again, Shalai Lashma, meaning with a machshav of Shinu Kodesh or Shinu Bailan, is Kashavali Alulu Bailan Lashem Chayva. It's not in Tzvara. In Tzvara, maybe Reish Lakish is Girecht, Mamanav Shachim, Ksherim Heim Yeratsu, Vimeim Meratsan Lamabad. But it's based on a pasuk. It's a pasuk that says, Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, Vasisa Kashar Adarta. But we're not finished. Yasav Rabzei Rab Yitzchak Parab, Yasav Abai Gabayu, Vyasvi Vika Amri, Kashalay Lareish Lakish Asham, Dolay Yasli Lachamisa, Vinasavle Tamuda Moitzis Vasecha. Halting the cheshbon, Reish Lakish was really only bothered with the carbon asham. This kasher Reish Lakish said, "Manav shach, if it's kasher to be olul bayim l'shem chayv, and if it's loy olul bayim l'shem chayv, it should be pasul." Reish Lakish's kasher, when you get down to the bottom of it, was only with regards to asham, because Rabbi Lazar told Reish Lakish it shouldn't bother you so much that you find this chiluk, because all karbanis that are bala achamisa, essentially you see this idea that the carbon's kasher, it's bond the mizbeach, but at the same time it's loy olul bayim l'shem chayv. What was the teretz? Teretz Reish Lakish says, I agree, but what bothers me is Asham. Asham is like a chatos, it's not bala hamisa. Yet, according to the Mishnah Shleima, the Tanakam, the Stam Mishnah, the Ikar Sheet in the Mishnah, an Asham is included in Kol HaZvachim, where the Halacha is Ksherim V'loy Olu Bayin L'Shem Chayv. So Reish Lakish says, I'm going to give my own Teretz. Eftecha no pischol nafshoi. And what's the answer? Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar. Now, Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, the context, the literal context of the pasuk is discussing somebody made a neder to bring a carb. So, l'chur, if that's the case, the Gemara, ema habab ben neder ben nedava laisa v'lo yurtzi. Maybe only a carbon that's bab ben neder ben nedava, that it's possible to be noider and noider of tinim ezbeach. Over there, you have this drasha, it's going to be kashav loy olul bayin l'shem chayv. But asham, but a carbon asham, loy laisi klal. But maybe the carbon asham should be possible. What are you going to tell me? I have a pasik, moitzis vasecha tishmar, vasisa kasha nodarta. And then it says, nedava? But that is talking specifically about a carbon that's bab neder b'nedava. An asham's not bab neder b'nedava. So for Reish Lakish's whole problem, kasha le Reish Lakish asham. His kasha was asham. How's he proving asham from a pasuk that discusses neder and nedava? L'chura, doesn't that pasuk mean dafka karbonos that abba bin neder bin nedava? So if it means dafka karbonos that abba bin neder bin nedava, and an asham is not abba bin neder bin nedava, so what's Reish Lakish's kasha? Now the emes is, we can stop right here and we can give a very good teretz. Again, we know a little more than Reish Lakish knows in real time in this sugya, because we had a hekish on the bottom of the yomid. So he said, "Toyer loivul min chelchatzis l'asham l'miluim hekishan akasav all karbonos ahukish zelazeh." So once I know kasha v'layalu with regards to karbonis that above in Nedim and Nadava, I know with regards to Asham as well. Asham is one of the karbonis that I mentioned in that pasuk in Parashasat. But again, the Gemara is going to say that. At this point, we don't know that yet. So, afraid the Gemara, I don't understand what this pischal in Afshoi that Reish Lakish was paseach for himself. He said, you know, I have this precedence from the pasuk of Moitzis Sasecha Tishmar. If you're trying to be Miyashiv Asham, that pasuk's not going to help. If your kash is Oilo, Shlomim, Toyda, okay, it's a great pasuk. But your kash is Asham, Lechura, how do you have an answer for Asham? Says the Gemara. In other words, maybe a carbon asham should be possible, right? Just the fear is the kasha. So maybe a carbon asham should be possible. Asham loy laisi kal. Omgul Abaya. Abaya said, Reish Lakish mehacha pasach. No, because Reish Lakish knew the following pasach. It says, Veshachat oisa lichatos. Oisa lishma ksheira, shaloy lishma psula. Hashar kashim shaloy lishman ksheira. Reish Lakish knew that an asham can't be possible because there's a drasha in the parish of Chatos that says that only a Chatos is possible, Chatos and Pesach, but the point is Pesach and Chatos and no other karbonos. So if you knew that no other karbonos are possible, so you knew an asham couldn't be possible. So if an asham couldn't be possible, so for it to be possible, technically, based on all the drashas that Reish Lakish was aware of, was out of the question, being that it was out of the question, so he knew it wasn't going to be possible. The other tzad was Yachol Yeiratzu. Maybe it should be kosher. And that he said, Talmud loy mar moisis vasecha. But the Gemara says, Ve'ema abob and ned ben adava lais v'lo yirtzi, osha mar tzuyin nami lirtzi. So just because Reish Lakish knew, based on this drosha of Shachat Oysa, that for the osha to be possible was out of the question, but at the same time, maybe it's kosher, and it's alu l'bailam l'shem chayver. Right? What was Reish Lakish's kasha? It was mamad of Shach. If it's kosher, then it should be alu l'bailam l'shem chayver. And if it's loy alu l'bailam l'shem chayver, it should be possible. And Reish Lakish is trying to find a makar for Asham. So it says the Gemara that Reish Lakish really knew it couldn't be possible. And the reason he knew it couldn't be possible is because in the parish of Chatos is a miyat, only the Chatos is going to be possible. But no other carbon is going to be possible. Okay, but at the same time, there's another half of the Mamon of Shach. What's the other half of the Mamon of Shach? Let it be kosher the alu b'ayim l'shem chayva. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, Amar Abaya, Asham, the mirtzi le'matzis amri. No, that you can't say. Because once I know that a carbon that's bab and nedim and adav, such as an oila, is alu b'ayim l'shem chayva, so at that point you have to say a kalv chayva. You can't tell me an Asham is going to be better than an oila. Ma oila she'ena mechaper is a meratza. Ma duch an oila that's not a mechaper is not a meratza. Asham she'mechaper ain't a din she'ena meratza. But the Gemara says, I don't know if that's a taino, because ma oila she'ken kol. Because at the end of the day, it's true, an oila is not mechaper, but an oila has a chumra. What's the chumra? It's kol. It was completely burned on the mizbeach. But the Gemara says, shlomim yechichu. Shlomim is also a carbon that's bab and edim and adava. Shlomim is also a carbon that's learned down from the pasuk of moitzis vasecha tishmar. So shlomim is kosher v'li olu b'ayim l'shem chayva, and a shlomim is not kolo. So you see that being Einoi Meratza has nothing to do with the fact that it's kol. But the Gemara says Shlomim also has a chumra. Malo Shlomim came tuna nesachin v'tenufas chaz v'shoik. Like we had on the bottom of the daftal and beis. So the Gemara says Oilo Teichiach. That doesn't have a din of smicha nesachin at tenufas chaz v'shoik. So the Gemara v'chazar adin loyroy zekeroy zevloyroy zekeroy tzadah shava shabehem chein kachim v'shachnun shloim v'shmon ksheirim. What's the tzadah shava between a noyla and a shlomim? They're both kachim. And if you shech the chaloy l'shma, it's kosher. But the emiratzin, afani avi asham, shehu kodesh, v'shachta chaloy l'shmai, kosher, the emiratzin. So it's true. Moitzis v'secha tishmar itself cannot teach me asham. Why can't it teach me asham? Because moitzis v'secha tishmar is talking about a carbon that's ba, b'neder b'nedop. That was the bikasha on Reish Lakish. But at the same time, the chura, I should be able to say that once I see that all carbonos that are ba, b'neder b'nedop, such as oil and shlomim, that loch is its kosher, the inamiratza, then asham should also be inamiratza. Because an asham, the chura, is, if anything, more chomer than an oil and a shlomim. An asham is ba'al chet. Asham and chattas are the two carbonos that are ba'al chet. Whereas an oil and shlomim are not ba'al chet. And still you see oil and shlomim that are not ba'al chet, they are Einoi Meratza, so certainly Asham should be Einoi Meratza. What are you going to tell me? Oila has a chumra that it's kulay kalo? Shlomim yechiach. What are you going to tell me? Shlomim has a chumra, smicha, tenufa, chaz v'shaik? Okay. Oila yechiach. V'chazer adin with the ma'atzad. You should be able to learn it out. But the Gemara says, ma'al tzad ha'shava shabahem shekein yeshnoi b'tzibor. L'chu, the tzad ha'shava between Oila and Shlomim has a chumra. And what is that? Yeshnoi b'tzibor.
carbon oil was neshiv betzibur every single day. They used to bring the carbon tamid. Carbon tamid was an oil. It was an oilas hatamid. And a shlomim is also neshiv betzibur. How so? So Rashi says there's one maramakim for it. The kivsei atzeres on shvuas they used to bring two kvasim, and those kvasim were shlomim. It was a shalmei tzibur. So the bottom line is that an oil and shlomim abba betzibur, an asham is not abba betzibur. It says the Gemara. I have another carbon that's bab and nedim in the dava. That's also learned out from Moitzis Fasecha Tishmar that it's kosher the inamiratza, and that carbon is not bab and zibur. Toida. There's no toida zibur. I'm going to speak out right about that. But says the Gemara, Malu toida. Toida has a chumashen tuna lechem. It needs lechem. The lachme toida. Isn't that a chumra? Oilam v'shlamim yechichu. Oilam v'shlamim didn't have lechem. The chazer, I didn't learn roi, zekar roi, zebal roi, zekar roi, ze. Hatzad ha-shava shabahem. Between what? Between oilam v'shlamim and toida. Is shehen kachin v'shachtan shloy v'shman kashav edem eratza. They're all kachin. With aloch is shloy v'shma is kashav edem eratza. Because I learned that from the pasuk of Moitzis v'sech ha-tishmar. Af ani avi asham shehu kodesh v'shachtan shloy v'shma kashav edem eratza. But the Gemara says, how could a vayter learn asham from Oila, Shlomim, and Toida? L'chura, Malat, Tzad HaShava, Shebehem, the Tzad HaShava, those three have something in common that an Asham doesn't have. You know what that is? Shein Bam Ben Eder Ben Adav. Those three are Bam Ben Eder Ben Adav. As opposed to an Asham that's not Bam Ben Eder Ben Adav. So again, where are we now? Where are we? So we're trying to figure out what's the Makar that an Asham is kosher v'loy alu l'bayim l'shem chayv. Reish Lakish was in Beis Medrash. He's lying on his stomach and he's firing away. He's asking steerers. Make sharf. He says the Mishnah says kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shloy l'shman ksherim ela shloy alu l'bayim l'shem chayv. He said manavshach, what's going on over here? If the carbon is kosher, it should be alu l'bayim l'shem chayv. And if the carbon is not alu l'bayim l'shem chayv, then it should be pas. And Reish Lakish clarified through his shakla v'tarian revelasa. He said, shar karbonos that are ba'in la'achar misa, das art mechnisht. That I don't have such a problem with. Because you find an idea that a carbon can be ba'in la'achar misa, which by definition means the carbon is kosher and it's not meratza. Because it can't be meratza for someone that's not alive anymore. So you see, it's like, olu l'bayil m'shem chayva, but at the same time, the carbon's going to be kosher. So there's precedence for that. So I wouldn't have such a problem with the Mishnah if the Mishnah only was discussing karbonos that are ba'in la'achar misa. The problem is the Mishnah shleima, the Tana Kama, the Mishnah holds that an asham is also kosher. And an asham like a chatas is not ba'in la'achar misa. So that means the Mishnah is discussing even karbonos that are not ba'in la'achar misa. If we're discussing kabbonis that are not balach hamisa, there's no precedence that it should be kosher v'loy alu l'baylim l'shem chayva. So why in the Mishnah is it kosher v'loy alu l'baylim l'shem chayva? Said the Gemara, Reish Lakish, I'm going to clarify my position even a little bit better. And that is, it's pasha tainad Reish Lakish. It's pasha tainad Reish Lakish that asham can't be pasha. And the reason I know Asham can't be possible is because in the parish of Chatos it says, Oysa, not Asham. So I know already I have a miut, something that the Gemara is going to discuss in detail, that an Asham can't be possible. So essentially, says Reish Lakish, what I'm trying to figure out is, how is it that an Asham is kosher v'loy olu l'bayilam l'shem chayva? Maybe an Asham should be kosher and it should be olu l'bayilam l'shem chayva. So say Reish Lakish, I think I know what the answer is. The answer is because it says, Moisa v'secha tishma v'sisa kasha nadarta. And then it says nedava. So you see from there an idea that a carbon shalei l'shma, it's a nedava. If it started in neder, it's a nedava, meaning it can't be alu l'bayilam l'shem chayva. That's what Reish Lakish said. Eftachan opischal l'nafshay, that's what it boils down to. So essentially, how does Reish Lakish know that an asham is going to be kosher v'lo yalu? He learns it from Moitzis v'secha tishmar. The problem is that Moitzis v'secha tishmar is discussing karbonis that are bab and edim and adava. And an asham is not bab and edim and adava. So if an asham is not bab and edim and adava, meichet heisi asham. And you can't learn asham from the karbonis that are bab and edim and adava, because malik karbonis and bab and edim and adava, shehim ban ben edim and adava. That's essentially what the Gemara said. So if I can't learn it from there, so again, we're really in the same place. What did Reish Lakish see in Moitzis v'secha tishmar? What's the answer? It's the answer we already knew. Elam harava zaysa toira. It's the hekish. Yikishu hakasuk l'shlomim. Mas shlomim shein kotshim v'shachtin shloy v'shman ksherim v'emiratzin. Afani avi osham shuhu kodesh. Meaning it's based on Moitzis v'secha tishmar. But there's another leg. There's another piece to the puzzle. And that is, there's also a hekish. And like the Gemara said on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis, it's derech Moitzis v'secha, it's derech v'zaysa toira. But the combination of these two drashas, Reish Lakish basically in a very long-winded, scenic way, got
to where we were right when we started the daf. And that is that at the end of the day, how do I know kol hazvachim ksherim v'lei olu l'bayi v'lei l'shem chayva? It's very simple. It's based on mekoyrus in the parish of Shlomim to the ikur din of l'shma. I have a hekish seisa teira that's makish all karbonos to Shlomim, and then I have moitzis v'secha tishma, again with the hekish to tell me that all karbonos have it in l'shma, all karbonos are kosher v'lei olu l'bayi l'shem chayva. Why chatas? Is it possible? Why is it? Okay, that already, we're going to get to that. The Gemara is going to mention it briefly now, but that the ikur sugyas are going to be a little bit later in the parak. But for now, the ikur halacha is as just mentioned. But the Gemara asks one other kasha. My chaz is the akshas l'shlamim, akash l'chatas. Now you're telling me you have a hekish, and this is really a very stark kasha. Mecha teisi be makish asham to shlamim. Maybe be makish asham to chatas. Chatas, shlam, all karbanas are mentioned in that pasuk. So how do you know to say that asham is similar to the karbanas that above in Nedav and Nedava, that they're going to be kasha, v'lei olu l'bayin l'shem chayva? Maybe makisham to chatas and say that just like a chatas is possible, this is going to be possible as well. So the Gemara says that Rir Rachmana Oisa. No, we said that already. Rishlokish knew that an asham can't be possible because it says Oisa in the parish of chatas, only a chatas is possible, that, but any other karban can't be possible. Yasir Rav Unu Rav Nachmin, Yasir Rav Sheshis Gabayu, Yasir V'kamri. So Rish Lakish starts off with a tamia, manavshach. Kosher v'le'olu l'bayim l'mashem chayva. If it's kosher, it should be olu l'bayim l'mashem chayva. And if it's le'olu l'bayim l'mashem chayva, it should be pasul. So Rabbi Elazar said, "What do you mean? You find this by karbanos, karbanos abal la'chamisa. And doesn't that mean that they're kosher v'le'olu l'bayim l'mashem chayva?" So Rish Lakish said, "Yeah, I understand. I don't have a problem with an oil and a shlamim and all these karbanos that abal la'chamisa. I have a problem with asham. Asham is not bala chamisa because an asham is like a chatas. Kosher b'chatas mesa, but asham the halacha is raya. You give it over to the pastach and you wait till it gets a mum. You sell it, right? That's the halacha of the carbon asham. So his whole kasha was asham. Frank the Gemara lemele said Amiram didn't understand. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar say asham nami asi lachamisa? Why were Rish Lakish and Rabbi Elazar assuming for a davar pashit that an asham is not bala achamisa? L'chura an asham is also bala achamisa. How's an asham bala achamisa? Because what do you do with an asham? Somebody was mafresh an asham, he died. You can't be makiv the asham on the mizbeach. What they would do is, they would put it in a field somewhere, they would wait for it to get a mum. Once it has a mum, you can be paida. You can't be paida kachay mizbeach unless it has a mum. Once it has a mum, it's called psuliyah mikdashim, then you can be paida. So they wait till it got a mum. Once it had a mum, they would be paida. They would transfer the kedusha from the animal to the money. The money now is Kaddish. They would use that money to buy karbonos oila, and they would use them as oilos nedava shal hatzibur for kitza mizbeach. For the time that there's no karbonos on the mizbeach, that's what they would do. So essentially, the asham is being kariv. It's being kariv as an oila via pidyon, etc., etc. But you can't tell me the asham is not balach hamisa. The asham is balach hamisa. So why did the Amiram assume that the asham is for sure not balach hamisa? Therefore, there's no precedence for kashav leol bayim l'shem chayv as it relates to the korban asham. That's why we need this whole lamed gemara. Why did Rish Lakish say right in the beginning of the sugya? Why did Rabbi Elazar say they both should have understood that you see precedence for kashav leol from the fact that a korban is balach and an asham is also balach hamisa? It's not balach hamisa. It is, because what do you essentially do with the asham? You convert it into an oila. Okay, but at the end of the day, the oil is going to be brought. Amalu Rav Sheshes, Asham l'may karev l'may sari. What do you want to tell me that it's karev l'may sari? What we just said. What does l'may sari mean? Says Rashi, shadom of neiflin l'nadav. Meaning you wait for it to get a mum and you sell it and you take the money. The problem is, you can't tell me that that constitutes being bala achar misa, and for that reason it's going to be kashav l'yolu l'bayim l'shem chayva. Because if that's the case, chatas nami mikrov karva Moisara. Chatas has a very similar halacha. We're so. I thought a chatas shemesu balez lamisa asla. So where do you find this halacha by chatas? If somebody was mafresh l'katchila, two karbonos chatas. So somebody was mafresh two chatas. Why two? He did one avera, so why does he need two? He figures, in case something happens to one of the animals, he'll have a backup. So he was mafresh both of them as a chatas. And then he was makrav one. He has the leftover one. So what does he do with the leftover one? So the halacha is that you wait for it to get a mum. Hasheni tira, you take the money then after you sell it and you use it l'kitz hamizbech. The bottom line is you find the same concept that we just described by an asham play out by a chatas, albeit in a very specific case. But the bottom line is then you find that a chatas is balach hamisa. So if a chatas is also balach hamisa, then shouldn't a chatas also be kosher v'le'olu l'bayim l'shem chayva? So if you want to tell me that in the beginning of the sugya, Rish Lakish Rabbi Elazar should have had no problem with the fact that an asham is kosher v'le'olu, because you see that it's balach hamisa. Where's the balach hamisa? It's karev l'maysarai.
Sometimes you can be poided, take the money. L'chur, if that's the case, chatas should have also been kosher. Chatas nami mikrof karva maysara. Says the Gemara, chatas afak after karva maysara. Mi'et rachmanahu. That's not a kasha. This psukim, we're going to get to that. How we know that a chatas is pasul shaloi l'shma. Either way, by usher, I don't have a pasuk. And I'm just trying to find a makar to this chiluk. That it's kosher, but le'olu l'bayin l'shem chayva l'chura. Just like I have a makar by shayr kabanos, because they're bala achamisa. Tainas the Gemara, should an ashem also be considered bala achamisa? That was the Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara asks something else. We digress for a moment. Ashem nami ksiv behu. You're telling me that chatas, even though it's kariv the maysaray, but you know for sure that it has to be pasul shalei l'shma because it says the word who, and that's the lima that the Gemara is going to say later. Is the makar that a chata shalei l'shma is possible. So l'chura, Asham, it also says the word, who, v'hikter oisem ha-koyin ha-mizbeicha, isha l'ashem, Asham hu, sakhti gemara, hu l'acha akhtar ha-semurim. If you look at that word, who, the Torah mentions the word, who, after akhtar ha-semurim. It's a brisa that says that mafurish. For who atzmei emloy mektira emurim ksherim? And we know haktar is not ma'akev in a carbon. So how could you tell me that a haktar is emurim shloy l'shma is ma'akev? Haktar guf is not ma'akev. So that who must be coming to teach me something else. Ve'elo who lamali. So why taka did the Torah write the word who when it comes to the asham? Look at the Rav Huna merav. Amar Rav Huna merav. Asham shenitak l'raya v'shachta istam. Kosher. The halacha is that if a koyen would shecht the carbon asham, so we have a carbon asham shemesu bala. So what's the halacha? You give it over to the shepherd watches it until it gets a mum, then they're paid it, they take the money, they bring an oil. What if the koyen would go after the asham was handed over to the shepherd and shecht it? The halacha is it would be kosher, it'd be an oil. Because once you hand it over to the shepherd, it's destined to convert to an oil. Its damim is now going to be kaddish. L'inyin to buy an oil l'kitz ha-mizbeach. So at that point, once you shecht it, already has a din of an oil. From the word who, we learn nitik in lo nitik lo. It's only when you give it to the roya that it has this din. But if you didn't give it over to the roya, not my time of makra hu b'aviyasi yehe. Because it says who, and who teaches me that that's only true once you give it over to the roya. Till you give it to the roya, it's who. It's still an asham. It doesn't have a teres oila. The only time it gets a status of an oila is once it's given over to the right. The bottom line is that even though the word who in the parish of chatas is the lima that a chatas shalei l'shma is possible, doesn't mean that the word who by an asham is going to teach me that shalei l'shma is possible. Because the word who by an asham, it says by aktara. And aktara itself is not ma'akiv. So how can an aktara shalei l'shma be a problem? If you don't have to do the aktara, then you certainly don't have to do the Haktar L'shma. Doesn't make any sense. What then is the word who teaching me? It's with regards to the halachas of Asham Shenitak L'raya, halachas that the Gemara is going to get into in greater detail. Something that's mentioned, it permeates. It's one of the yisoidis really that are kedai to know because it's something that's going to come up over and over and over again. But the bottom line is, Kol Hazvachim Shenizbuchu Shalei L'shma Ksherim, Elo Shalei Olu L'bailim L'shem Chayva, in Svarah Reish Lakish couldn't wrap his head around it. But at the end of the day, it doesn't boil down to Svarahs. It boils down to Limudim. It boils down to Pasuk, Jerusha, Moitzis Vasecha Tishmar, Vasisa Kashen Odarta. So the Torah is talking about a neder, and then the Torah suddenly throws in the word Nadava. It's coming to teach me that if a Kayin did Kemoshen Odarta, he followed the halachas he was supposed to follow, he did the Avoidus Lishma, then it's going to be kosher, then Gevaldik. But if not, it's going to be a Nadava. Meaning, you didn't fulfill your neder. It's loy olu l'bayin l'shem chayva, but it's still in the dava. What does it mean it's still in the dava? It's still kasha. So you see that it's kasha, v'loy olu l'bayin l'shem chayva. Are you going to tell me that should only work for the karbonos that are bob and edim in the dava? Those are the karbonos that that pasuk could physically be talking about. An asham is kasha, and it's not bob and edim in the dava. So how do I know an asha, this chilik of for that I have the hekesh. I have a hekesh already that was makish all the karbonos. And being that the hekesh was makish all the karbonos, I maybe be makish asham to chatos. How do I know to be makish asham to the karbonos that are above the nedim and say that just like a chatos is pasul shalei l'shma, maybe asham should be pasul shalei l'shma? It says, oysa. Oysa is a miut in the parish of chatos. You're not learning anything from chatos. The chatos is off limits. Chatos is shalei l'shma, but you're not going to get, you're not touching chatos. Nothing can be learned out from chatos. I can learn from chatos. I could learn a makish to all the karbonos that are above and adam and adava. That's how I know that even asham is going to have this halacha of kosher for le'olu l'baylim l'shem chayva excel. So I think that we already learned enough gemara, even though the gemaras are going to continue now for several dafin. But I think we learned enough gemara where we can start getting into some of the lumdis, some of the level two, in terms of understanding the sugya of Shaloi Lashma. So the idea that the entire beginning of Masechtas Svachim is predicated on is that when a Kohen did one of the Dalet Avodas Adam, he had to make sure that he was doing it with a Machshav Lishma. The Mishnah says on the Mevav of the days, L'shem Shish Dvar Mazevach Nizbach, two of those six things, if a Kohen had a Machshav Shaloi Lishma, actually affects the carbon in a very negative way. Watch two things, Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bairam. How does it affect it? Kol Asvachim Ksheirim V'li Olo Bairam L'Shem Chayva. When it comes to Pach, Chatas and Pesach, the halacha is, it's in fact going to be possible. What if a Kohen didn't have any Machshav at all? So Rav already said, on the Beis, on the Beis, then when it comes to Zvachim, Stoma is Kilishma. The Brisker Rav, in Ilchus Maisar Karbonis, Perik Dalet, Ha'aloch Yud Aleph, Clares, a Chakira Hayadua, in terms of understanding how or why, when a Kohen has a Machshav Shaloi Lishma, the halacha is, it disqualifies the carbon. Zok to Brisker Rav, is the Pshat, which I think most people would tell you, that a carbon has to be Lishma. So if you have a Machshav Shaloi Lishma, so felt it's there in the Lishma that the carbon has to have. So if you don't have the lishma that's necessary, memela, the carbon, the avoid is going to be possible. Now it's true that if the kohen wouldn't have any machshava at all, if it'd be a machshava of stoma, it would be kosher. That's because stoma is kilishma. And stoma is not oiker, it doesn't, it is kilishma. But if a person has a lehedyedika kavon of shalei lishma, so now you don't have stoma, you don't have the lishma, sefelt in lishma. I'm sefelt in lishma. We just learned out from Shlomim, with a hekish, with a moitzah sosecha tishmar, a carbon has to be lishma. The avodas adam have to be done lishma. So if you did it shalei lishma, memela you're missing in the lishma. If you're missing in the lishma, that's the reason that the carbon, that's the reason that it's going to be possible. Oye shloim asad the briskerov, maybe it's more than that. Maybe the site of a machshava shalei lishma, passing a carbon, is similar to a machshava's pickle. We know that there's certain machshavas that had an ability. The machshava was a mitzias that had an ability to pass a carbon. For example, a kohen is doing the avoida and he has a machshava to eat the basar or to be machted the emurim chutzal zmani chutzal kohen. It's what we know as a machshava's pickle. The halach is machshava's pickle passes a carbon. Says the Brisker Rav, it could be a machshava shalei lishma is just another machshava hapoiselis. If it's another machshava hapoiselis, just like all machshavas hapoiselis, there's a concept that it can pass a carbon. So this machshava hapoiselis is going to be passable a carbon as well. In other words, maybe the reason a machshava shalei lishma makes a carbon possible is not because when I have the machshava shaloi lishma, memela I'm missing the lishma, and the carbon's possible because I'm missing the lishma. Could be it's much more than that. It could be when I have a machshava shaloi lishma, I have a positive mitzius that's passing the carbon. Just like a machshava's pigle passes a carbon, just so too a machshava shaloi lishma is going to pass the carbon. Set the screw up, my nafkamina. What would be if a kohen is doing the Kabbalah? Kabbalah is one of the dalet avodas adam. Kabbalah has to be done lishma. And he did a Kabbalah on mikzas of the dam. Shaloi lishma, and then he chaptzach. So he did the rest of the Kabbalah lishma, and it was enough Kabbalah for us to be able to do a zrika, for us to be able to complete the dalet avodah sadan. What's the halach? Is this carbon going to be possible, or is this carbon not going to be possible? If the yisoid of why a machshava shaloi lishma is possible is valsefelt in lishma, and a avodah that's done shaloi lishma is not a kosher avodah. Okay, so the beginning part of the avodah was a problem. I wasn't thinking lishma, but then I had Kabbalah lishma. So if I had Kabbalah lishma, so there's no reason that the carbon should be passed. But if you're going to tell me there's a new din that a machshava passes a carbon, so once I have a machshava shaloi lishma anywhere in my dalet avodas, it could be the carbon's possible. If I would have a machshava's pigle, but only during part of the avodah, no, the carbon's still going to be possible. Because once I have a machshava's pigle, the carbon is automatically going to be possible. So that was the Brisker Rav Shaila. Why is it that a machshava shaloi lishma is possible? Is it because there's a din lishma, and when I have a machshava shaloi lishma, I essentially don't have lishma? So if I don't have lishma, then mele the avodah is possible. In order for avodah to be kosher, it has to be done by a kohen. There's certain prerequisites. One of the prerequisites are that it has to be done lishma. If I thought shaloi lishma, then mele I didn't have lishma. If I didn't have lishma, then the avodah is going to be possible. Or maybe that's not the nekuda. The nekuda is more than that. The nekuda is that when I have a machshava shaloi lishma, the machshava shaloi lishma is a living organism that has an ability to go ahead and to pass the carbon. Said the Brisker Rav that Rashi in Mesechtes Menachos Dav Beis, and Nemesis Rashi in Mesechtes Vachim Dav Beis says the same thing, quotes a Gemara on Dav Choftes on the Beis, a Gemara that's discussing Machshavas Pigel and relates it to a Machshava Shaloi Lishma. The Gemara over there is discussing a Pasuk in Pigel. The Pasuk
says, then he yochel ye yochel mipsar zevach shlovin bayom ha-shlishi, lo ye rotze, ha-makrev oisoy, lo ye choshev, pigul yiye, va-nefesh o-yicheles mimenu avinu tisa.
The pasuk says, lo ye choshev in the context of pigul. And we learn from there that if a kohen does the avoida and he has a machshev as pigul, he's over a loisaseh of lo ye choshev. So much so, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds lav she'im be-maisa lo-yikinolot, a kohen that has a machshev as pigul is going to get malchus. He's going to get malchus for the machshev as pigul. The Torah says, lo ye choshev. You're not allowed to tract pigul. And from there we learn, from the parasha pigul, that a kohen that has a machshev as pigul, if your whole lav she'im be-maisa lo-yikinolot, you're even going to get malchus.
Says Rashi, that just like there's a lo ye choshev for a machsheves pigol, there's also a lo yichoshev for a machsheves shloy l'shma.
Rashi says it on the top of that bezem and bezem mesachtes vachim, and on the bottom of that bezem and bezem mesachtes menachas. Tain it the brisker of that bishloyma if a machsheves shloy l'shma is a machsheva hapiselus. So I understand why you have the loisase of lo yichoshev. But if you're going to tell me that it's not a machsheva hapiselus, but you're going to tell me what the man on the street will probably tell you, and that is, oh, you have a machsheves shloy l'shma. You know why it's possible? Because it's a din l'shma, and now you don't have the l'shma. Then what does it have to do with lo yichoshev? Lo yichoshev means you can't have a machshava apiselus. In that sad, a machshava shloy lishma is not a machshava apiselus. The reason a carbon is kosher when you have a machshava shloy lishma is not because of what you did. It's not because of what you have. It's because of what you don't have. Just right. Think about the lumbness. It's because it's a felt in lishma. Grada, the reason I don't have lishma is because I had a machshava shloy lishma. That's the proba. That's the hechatim. So why I don't have lishma? But at the end of the day, what's the issue? Why are we getting a slap on the wrist now? Because I had a machshava apiselus, not a punk. That's not what the point is. V'alichodish lishma. You want to know why I don't have lishma? Okay, so I'll explain it to you. Because you had a machshava shloy lishma. Memela, you didn't have stoma. You didn't have a machshava lishma. The machshava shloy lishma is just the hechatim. That I don't have lishma, because how else could you have a carbon without lishma unless you had a machshava shloy lishma? But the punchline is not the machshava that I had. The punchline is the machshava that I didn't have. That's the problem. The problem is asichav nishkay machshava lishma. So it's not a loy chashev. It's a din that a carbon has to be lishma. So you have to make sure you shtel tzur lishma. When I have a machshava shloy lishma, the carbon's possible not because of what I did, not because I had a machshava shloy lishma. It's because what I didn't do. It's because I didn't have a machshavas lishma. So vazok Rashi vayichashev. That means Briskerov said, and the Rambam is very mashmah that way also. The Rambam Perik Yigibol and Hilchos Tzuli Amikdashim says shalosh machshavos heim shapoysel nesach karbonos. There are three machshavos that passel a carbon. The Elohei machsheves shinui Hashem. That's what we know as shalosh lishma. Umachsheves hashmokon chutzlim koymai umachsheves hazman. Chutzlis manage. Listen, machshavas shinui Hashem keitzad ze hashoychedes hazevach shaloi l'shmoi. Kigoyin shahoyo oylo v'yichashev shu shlomim. Oy she yishchatenu l'shem oylo u shlomim. Oy l'shem shlomim u l'shem oylo. V'chuli v'chuli. Zuhi machshavas shinui Hashem. So the Rambam makes three machshavas hapoyslis. What are the three machshavas hapoyslis? Says the Rambam, shaloi l'shmo, chutzlis manu, chutzlim koimit. Freak the brisker off. Machshavas shaloi l'shmo is a machshava hapoyselis. Not machshava hapoyselis. The reason when a person has a machshava shaloi l'shmo, the carbon's possible. Is because he just doesn't have lishma. It's a machshava apiselus. Pigul's a machshava apiselus. When a person has machshavas pigul, he's not lacking anything. The problem is he had a bad machshava. When a person has a machshava shloy lishma, the issue is that he had a bad machshava. No, the issue is what he doesn't have, not what he does have. Elamayitz mavur in the Rambam, like it's mavur in Rashi, that a machshava shloy lishma is a machshava apiselus. That's why it's possible. It's not that I'm missing the lishma, but it's more than that. It's that I have a machshava apiselus. And in the Briskerov's Nafkamina, once a person has a machshava shalei lishma, the whole carbon is going to be gone. The whole carbon is going to be gone. Says the Briskerov. And this, if you think about it a little bit deeper, it's a little deeper than that. We'll just say the words. The lumbness of it is a little bit beyond the scope of what we're saying. That is, the Gemara Rava said in the Beis Amid Beis, that stoma is kilishma. That when it comes to kachin, stoma is kilishma. Zok to Briskerov, you know what the lumdus of stomach lishma is? The lumdus of stomach lishma is that when a carbon, when a kohen does the avoida with a carbon, it's automatically built in, it's chal, or chalois in the chefza of the carbon, that it's going to be lishma. So Briskerov said that the reason, the gedder of shaloi lishma, Rashi and the Rambam explain, is that it's a machshava apiselus, is because it could only be a machshava apiselus. Because what was the other tzad? When a person has machshava shloi lishma, maybe the reason the carbon is going to be possible is because I'm simply missing the lishma. Said the Beskrov, you can't ever be missing lishma when it comes to kachem, because stom is kilishma and stom is chal in the chetzif in the carbon. It says the carbon is always lishma, so you can never have a carbon that doesn't have lishma. That's the chiddush of stom kilishma, that a carbon is always lishma. Wakes up in the morning lishma. Can't you can't touch that. So what's pshat in machshav v'shaloi lishma? It's a new din. It's machshav apiselis. Just like machshav is pigle pasas a carbon, so too machshav v'shaloi lishma pasas a carbon. But the gather of why machshav v'shaloi lishma pasas a carbon is not because I'm missing the lishma. Pskarov initially suggested it as tut stud. But as you continue in the shtickle, the Briskarov held it was pashut, it's not tut stadim. There's only one side. It can't be that the gather of the machshav v'shaloi lishma is that you're missing the lishma. Because stomach lishma is something that's chal on the carbon is automatically going to be the lishma. And the emes is, if you think about it, there's a lot of sugyas that are moving based on this you say to the Briskarov. For example, we had a Gemara where the Gemara said that if somebody does an avoida, kayin, and he had a machshav v'shaloi lishma, but the machshav v'shaloi lishma was a machshava that's the lav mina. Oyla l'shem chulin. So oyla l'shem shlamim, that's a machshava apiselas. Oyla l'shem chulin, the mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. The Gemara looked it out from a pasuk. Kachim mechalim, kachim ein chulin mechalim kachim. L'chur it's a pel. If there's a din that a carbon has to be done l'shma, at the end of the day, if the kohen was thinking l'shem chulin, he didn't have the machshavas l'shma. So how could this carbon be kasha? He didn't have a machshavas l'shma, and he didn't have a machshavas stomba. See, he's out of business. How is this carbon kosher? What's tutzakta? It's a pellet, right? How do you learn Pashim Shana in the Gemara? How do you learn Pashim Shana in this Gemara? Shachta, oil of the shame chulin, is kosher. Why is it kosher? Because the mina machriba, the la mina loy machriba. I hear very beautiful lum. This psukim was one of the hardest daf in the Masechta Zvachim, right in the beginning of the Masechta. Very nice. But at the end of the day, there's a din lishma. And at the end of the day, he didn't have lishma. And he didn't have stomach lishma either. So how's the carbon kosher? The Torah says you always have stomach lishma. There's never a chesaron in the din lishma on the carbon. Because stomach is chal in the carbon. There's always a stomach lishma. There's a new halacha that if you have a machsheves shaloi lishma, just like a machsheves pigle has an ability to pass a carbon, so too machsheves shaloi lishma has an ability to pass a carbon. What's the definition of a machsheves shaloi lishma? It's a dog answer shulchan aruch. The mina machriba, the lav mina loy machriba. Kachem mechalim, kachem echul mechalim, kachem. Ask you another question. In the halacha of Shinui Bailin, so there's a halacha of Chavei Redum Yudidei. The Koyim is bringing a carbon for Ruvein, he can't have a mind Shimon. What if he's bringing a carbon chattas for Ruvein? And Shimon wasn't Mechuyiv chattas. That's not Shinui Bailin. Shinui Bailin is Chavei Redum Yudidei. It has to be that the person that the Koyim was thinking about had a chiv to bring the same carbon. So if the Koyim, play it out, is bringing a carbon for Ruvein, and he says, Hareini Muchanam Zuman, he's bringing the carbon right now for Shimon. If Shimon's not Chayiv chattas, it's not a Machshev Shaloi Lishma. It's a pella. What do you mean it's not a machshav v'shaloi lishma? There's a halacha that you have to have in mind shinui bailam. Eino inyan l'shinui kodesh neyo inyan l'shinui bailam. That was yesterday's daf. So it's clear there's a din lishma when it comes to shinui bailam. V'chura, so you should have to have lishma. Or at the very least, stama lishma. This kohen that had in mind Shimon, it could be zolzayin that Shimon is not chavei redum yedidei. And we learn out from v'nir tzoloi, whatever. But at the end of the day, he didn't have a machshav as lishma, he didn't have a machshav as stama either. So how's the karma going to be kosher? The Torah says you always have stama lishma. The whole yusayid of machshav as lishma is that it's a machshav ha-poiselos. Excellent. A moment. There's a Rashi in the Sechtes Bava Kama, Dav Heya Mir Aleph, that is absolutely positively mirafsinigr. The context over there is Abba Ovis Nazikin, Hashar Vahabar, Vahmava Vahaber. Feels like a long time ago. And then the Gemara brings Brises. Rav Chiya said, Esrim Varba Ovis Nazikin. Not Arba Ovis Nazikin, Esrim Varba Ovis Nazikin. 24, and he listed who the 24 Ovis Nazikin are. But the Gemara said that Rabbi Chiya gave a number, 24. We can count. So, Mistama, if Rabbi Chiya gave a number, Minyana is Lamute, it's coming to be Mayat something. So, Frank the Gemara, Minyana, the Rabbi Chiya, Lamute, Mayat. Why did Rabbi Chiya have to do the math for us? Couldn't we figure it out by ourselves? So, the Gemara, Lamute, Maestro, Mafaga. He was coming to be Mayat two things that technically are Mazikin, that I'm not including them in my minion. I'm giving you 24. There's really more. I have a cheshbin of why it's Dafka these 24. What else would you have thought Rabbi Chiya should have mentioned in his list of 24? One is Moiser, and the other one is Mefagel. Mefagel says the Gemara, why did Rabbi Chiya list it? Because it's only Negei Kachem, but Kachem like Kamayu. But the bottom line, it says the Gemara, Mefagel technically should have been one of the obvious Nezikin in Rabbi Chiya's list. The reason Rabbi Chiya didn't count it is because Bekachem like Kamayu. Zok the Hilgirashi. What's Mefagel? Listen to a Rashi. Koyin sheshachat karboni shel Yisrael. A koyin that shechted a karbon shel Yisrael. Chatas l'shum shlamim. He was bringing a karbon chatas. He had in mind l'shum shlamim. The ena karbon oyla l'chayvas baylov. This carbon is like alu lebaylam l'shem chayva v'tzarech acha. So you need another carbon. One more time. Umefagel. What's the definition of mefagel? Koyin sheshachat karboni shel Yisrael. There's a koyin who's bringing a carbon for a yid. It's a carbon chatas. And he's having a mind shlub. The ena carbon oila l'chayvas baylov. This carbon is like alu lebaylam l'shem chayva. You need another carbon. Comes out the koyin was mazik. The Kayin was Mazik. See, Lechura from the Chavdal Mazik. Rav Chia didn't count it. You know why? Because some like Kamai. This Rashi is a Pella. It's a Pella for two reasons. First of all, Rashi is teaching Mefagel, Chatos L'shum Shlomim, that Shalai L'shma. Chatos L'shum Shlomim is Vachim that base. That's the halacha of Kol Azvachim Shinizbach. That's the halacha of Shalai L'shma. What's Mashadis Pigel? What does Mefagel mean? Mefagel means you had in mind to do the Achila, the Akhtara, Chutz Azmani, Chutz Mkayma. What's what this Satamit Chatas L'Shem Shlomim? You can't even read the Rashi. V'oid, and Shir, Rav Yeshua says over from the Briskerov, that the Briskerov asked another Kasha. If Zolzai, good, Rashi would kill out Mefagel means Shalai L'Shma. We'll get to that in a second. But says Rashi, you know why the Koyin that has Machshav is Pigel? Is a mazik. It's so gishmak in light of the gemaras that we just learned. You know why? The ena carbon oila l'chayvas baylov. Because a carbon shaloi l'shma is like olu l'baylam shem chayva. Had the briskerov gestelt. Lahani chatos. Chatos isn't just not like olu l'baylam shem chayva. A chatos is lachpas. Kol asvachim ksheirim v'loi olu l'baylam shem chayva. Chutz min apesach v'achatos. So if Rashi's example was an oila, it'd be very gishmak. But Rashi retach v'na chatos. If it's a chatas, why is Rashi only saying le'olol b'ayin l'shem chayv? So Briskerov said gevaldik. Briskerov said that we're handling now not the halach. This is not kachim bava kam adaf heim and aleph. This is chayshem mishpat. This is bava kam. We're handling the mazik shabbat in the idea that a kohen who has a machshava shloim l'shma is a mazik. I don't care that the carbon is basal. It's irrelevant. The only piece of information that's relevant to render the kohen a mazik is the fact that it's le'olol b'ayin l'shem chayv. Thus he's a mazik. Why is he a mazik? Because now the Baal HaKarbon is going to have to bring another carbon. Meaning, if Rashi was discussing an oila, you'd have, it would be the same mazik from the Kayan's perspective. Because the fact that the carbon is kosher or pasul is neither here nor there when you're donning the chayshem mishpat component of this sugya. It's negay and the kosher. Can I do this rika? Can I do the akhtara? Can I eat the flesh? Okay, that's a shechiluk, the nachatas and a pesach. It's very relevant. But in terms of the chayshem mishpat shabbat, who cares? All I care about is was were you mazik the bala carbon or not? How do I know if you were mazik the bala carbon? Does he have to bring another carbon? Being that the loch is he has to bring another carbon. It's like olu bain l'shem chayv. So that's why Avada Rashi knew the first mishnah masechta zvachim. He knew a chatas is worse than loyalu l'bayim l'mshem chayva, but it's irrelevant information. The only thing that's relevant is that it's loyalu l'bayim l'mshem chayva, because that's what defines the kohen as a mazik. That's why Rashi brought loyalu l'bayim l'mshem chayva. Val no dos is negeya. But Rashi shmuz. What's Rashi shmuz? Rashi shmuz is that the kohen is a mazik. Why is he a mazik? Because it's loyalu l'bayim l'mshem chayva. Hey, it's gratitude. It's possible. Who cares? We're learning above a comment of hey, it doesn't matter that you can't do this rikadak torah machilas basar. That's irrelevant. The only thing that's irrelevant is loyalu l'bayim l'mshem. But at the end of the day, we have a very shver Rashi. We have a very shver Rashi. Why do we have a shver Rashi? Because Rashi is teaching shaloi l'shma, and has Rashi a mefagel, and Rashi has the definition of mefagel shaloi l'shma. So that means they say a whole the first year by Rav Yeshua Masechta Zvachim is to be miyashiv this Rashi. There's a teretz from the Briskerov based on a Ramban. There's a gevaldik teretz from the Chassam Sofer. Maybe we'll get to that in a couple of days. But I'll just tell you something I saw in a sefer Avoy Vam. He brings from the Mir Rosh Hashiva Rav Asher Arieli. Through a little curveball. He brings for Rav Asher Arieli. The Rav Asher said, it could be Rashi's Pashit. Ken Zay Rashi's Zeya Pashit. It could be a Chatos, we know it was Kachik Gadashim. If it was Kachik Gadashim, it was Nechal for one day, a day and a night. A Shlobim is Kachim Kal. If it's Kachim Kal and it's eaten for 2 days and a night. What's Machsheves Pigol? You had a Machshava to eat the carbon chutz l'zmani. Thus made Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean that you were bringing a Chatos l'shum Shlobim. That you're having in mind shinui kodesh. You're bringing the carbon chatas and you're having in zin not to bring the carbon chatas. You're having in zin to bring the carbon. That's not what Rashi means. That's shalei l'shma. Rashi knows the difference between pigel and shalei l'shma. Rashi is just playing out exactly how a machsheves pigel works. Machsheves pigel means you're being makir of a carbon whose din is to eat for 1 day and a night, and you're having in mind 2 days and a night. Essentially, it's a chatas l'shum shlomen. Not you had in mind shlomen.
But you had in mind this man for Nashlovim. This man for Nashlovim is 2 days. Then Chanami Rashi is really being mefarish Chutzazmani. Again, there's a lot more. We're literally just scraping the surface. And Bezrat Hashem, hopefully in the next few days, we'll be able to get to some more rate.